You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So DZ, Julia, our midday girl, was talking about how on her show, I heard her say, this is the busiest week of the year to sell s'mores. Like the s'mores ingredients. This is the week of the year where they sell out the most. This is the highest selling week for s'mores ingredients, which makes total sense with the 4th and camping and everything. We barbecue.
Full swing summer. Yep.
I mean, of course.
This is the week, though.
This is the week where Hershey's and graham crackers are loving their life. Nabisco's loving life this week.
This is the week when Puff stays in business.
Marshmallows, baby.
So this is what keeps marshmallows afloat.
Thank you. So I want to talk s'mores because it is. We're working up to the 4th. It's the busiest, apparently, week to sell s'mores ingredients across America. So how are we feeling about s'mores? Because first of all, if you don't eat s'mores, don't even talk to me, okay? Because I'm sure you do, DZ. I've never met anyone who doesn't eat s'mores. Have you?
I have met people that it's not their forte, whether they don't like chocolate or they don't like marshmallow. I've encountered people that either don't like all three of the ingredients in one different facet altogether.
Well,
like one of my guys hates marshmallows, graham crackers, and then a different homie, she don't like chocolate.
So does he alter it?
What are you doing?
Does he alter it? Does he just have the graham cracker and the chocolate, or he foregoes the entire s'more? Oh, what a
psychopath.
They
just don't eat a s'more.
What
they
a psychopath. Don't,
and then there's friends with dietary things, you know, that don't eat sugar, aka
me?
You, right?
But like, even in the day, I used to take peanut butter cups and put those on my s'more instead because I was like, you know what? We're going to take this up a notch and we're going to change.
Right there.
I want to know how people eat their s'mores or if they don't eat them at all. 414-533-1037. We're not making people think hard today because everyone's basically on vacation in their mind, okay?
You toasting the marshmallow all the way, making it crispy and crunchy, or you only giving it a light warm? Huh? What you doing with your mallows?
What is your s'mores method? I mean, let's talk about it. Hi, Kiss
let's
FM.
Talk some more.
Who's this on the phone this morning? First caller of the day.
Shoop.
It's John Shoop.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, happy early 4th of July, John Shoop.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but you've been on vacation. You're a teacher. It's summer. You should be enjoying yourself, Shoop. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you.
Shoop seems like a s'more guy. Shoop for s'mores.
Are
I knew
you?
He was calling. I felt it.
Come on, Shoop.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, but you got to have him burnt.
He's a burnt marshmallow guy.
There's always this guy.
My man. Yes, sir. Make two for me. Yeah.
They do taste pretty good burnt. I'm not going to lie. What is it about the burnt s'more, you guys?
I could not tell you what that... I like char as it is, but char on a marshmallow? Sounds like, funny. You know what I'm saying? I like char broiled foods.
Yes.
Meat, steaks, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That vibe? Yum.
Yes.
Give me all the char broiled chicken.
Yes.
But shoot, a marshmallow?
Oh, you don't char the marshmallow, DZ. You're out for that one?
No, I'm in for the char.
I thought you were going to say.
I'm gung ho in with Shoop.
He said, bring it on. All right, Shoop. I'll see you at the barbecue with the burnt marshmallow. Love you for that. Love you for adding that. All right, Shoop. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye. The phones are going crazy right now because everybody hears us talking about s'mores, and it's very exciting. I'll take one more call. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Waylon and
Chea. Hey, Waylon and Chea. And Chea, how are you guys? What city are you in again? I can't remember.
Wabaca
of all the places.
All the way over there.
So, we're talking s'mores, and since your kid's in the car, he's probably going to love this topic. How we feeling? How we eating them? Talk to us, girl.
All right, Waylon's going to let you know.
So, how I eat my s'mores?
Yes.
I take a graham cracker, and then I take a marshmallow, I roast it, and I have it burnt, and then I put it on. I take the Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup, put it on, and then I take a graham and put it on.
Yeah.
And then I just destroy it.
Sandwich. How many bites? How many bites does it take you to eat it, bud?
How many?
About three.
Yes.
Ooh, he's a monster.
Wait, how old are you again, Waylon? I can't remember.
Seven
and only three bites. That's impressive, Waylon.
He's training for two bites. That's what he's doing. I know.
That's very nice. All right. Well, I'm impressed with that. Thank you for calling, Waylon, and your mom. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have a good fourth, you guys.
You too.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. How cute was that?
I cannot. Adorable. And he's like you. He does the peanut butter cup, man. That's a pro tip.
The peanut butter cup's amazing.
One year, I got really just advantageous with the chocolates we had.
Yeah.
And we were making s'mores. I busted out one of the Hershey's Cookies and Creams bars.
Yeah.
Son, game
really?
Changer. Hershey's Cookies and Cream S'more. Let that sink in. Just let that sink in.
Oh, I can't. I'm too busy trying to think about how I'm going to get my hands on a s'more, man. All right, the phones are going crazy. How do you guys eat your s'mores? We're talking to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, please, DZ, can you believe this? Allison in Racine is on the phone because we were talking about how it's the busiest week for the ingredients of s'mores to be sold, of course, with the 4th of July.
I didn't realize, but it makes sense.
It makes total sense. Camping and, you know, bonfires and barbecues. Well, Allison in Racine claims nobody makes s'mores better than her. I said, we'll be the judge of that. Hi, Allison.
That's a huge claim, really.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Let's hear what you got, Miss Chef Boyardee. What do you got?
Okay, listen. I have two words.
What?
Two words.
What?
S'mores bars.
Wait, what?
Now, hang with me.
Hanging.
You take some. You take some Giardelli chocolate chunks.
Mm-hmm.
You take some of your mini marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
You crush up. Rough chop a whole bunch of graham crackers.
Okay.
You put those all in a bowl together. You drizzle on top a bunch of brown sugar and a bunch of butter.
Ooh.
And you put them in the oven
about
35 minutes, and you come out with these ooey, gooey, anytime you want them.
Well, of course.
Wow.
You took every good ingredient on the planet, you threw it in a bowl, and then you baked it, and you went, surprise!
Yeah.
Of course it's phenomenal! Allison!
You close the padlock on bunch of butter and brown sugar, because you know bunch of is the measurement.
Yep.
A bunch of. That's the measurement. 100%. Bunch of.
It's like how they put a brown sugar on bacon. Like, you couldn't put brown sugar on almost anything, and you're like, this got so much better all of a sudden, man. It's the brown sugar.
Honestly, add bacon to the recipe she just gave us, and I'm like, even better now. Wow, crumble bacon on
Allison,
top.
Here's my question, though, for you, Allison. S'mores are so delightful, so easy, so simple, and there's a simplicity to the basic s'more. I'm sorry, I'm just keeping it real.
Yep.
So why do you feel like you need to make it so confusing when it's already phenomenal on its own? Why?
Well, I will tell you this. I love myself an original, normal s'more. However, I run a bakery. I can't sell s'mores to people, but I can sell them the s'mores bars. Wait. And for July and August, they are my number one seller.
Yeah. Well, there it was. We know.
Ding, ding, ding. She's a genius.
You own a bakery or you work in a bakery?
I own a bakery.
Oh, hell. What bakery?
Yeah.
My bakery is called Sweet Good Hess in Racine, Wisconsin.
Girl, I'm so hungry. You deserve a shout out for that. My God.
Allison,
I'll see your
bakery. No, she hit it.
Next time I'm heading that way, I'm coming to see you, girl.
Sounds good.
And the way she described it is so perfect. It makes sense that she owns a bakery. I mean, I ain't gonna cap. Like, when she was talking about it, I was like, wow, I can visualize these ingredients going inside of a bowl, and it's because I was standing in her industrial kitchen.
Exactly.
All right, Allison, hey, good luck. Have a good long weekend, all right? We'll talk to you later.
Have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Now it makes more sense, DZ. She owns a bakery. I mean, no wonder
she had all. Ugh.
She's like, and then I slow, and then I bake it, and then I add this. I'm like, oh, now we're just making an amazing, amazing dessert. Okay,
Lord.
I want to go quickly to Lori in Cedarburg because we haven't talked to her in a minute. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
S'morning.
I love you so much for that. S'morning, Lori.
S'morning, Lori. So we're talking s'mores. The busiest week of the year to sell the ingredients. Stores are selling out. They must be going crazy trying to pack the stores with the s'mores ingredients. How do you make s'mores, though, Lori?
Like a normal, I make them normally, but I eat them like a normal person in 2 seconds.
Right. Less than
that
three
part.
Bites. Waylon said only 3 bites. Can you? And sometimes I do more than 3 because you can savor it with it all gooing out and
But yeah, I'd rather almost choke.
Our selling kit with all the the graham crackers and chocolate and marshmallows together.
They will
everything
do anything.
Together?
Anything to make a buck. Yep, there's a s'mores kit now because it's too much for you to walk to the end of the aisle where they have them all ready for you because it's s'mores season. You need a kit
now. You can buy each of these ingredients for $1 a piece on their own or get them in this handy kit for $45. What do you want to do?
Have you ever made s'mores in the winter?
When I've been at a
The indoor s'more.
Oh, you made indoor ones.
Indoor ones.
Hold on, I've made them in the microwave. Swear to God.
Yep.
I used to the graham cracker. Yep. Just set it all on a paper plate and then put it in the microwave for less than 30 seconds. And I've eaten it. I've eaten them, man.
Let it go, man. I'll construct my perfect
s'more. I've taken the marshmallow over the open flame of my oven, my stove.
She holds the marshmallow over her flame, her gas stove, it sounds like.
We've done the same. We've made s'mores on our electric stove. I've made s'mores over our toaster oven.
Oh.
All you need is warmth to melt marshmallow,
s'mores,
bro.
Baby.
The s'more game is strong. Woo! Give me some more.
Woo! All right,
Lori. One last thing for you, DZ. The Hershey's Caramel now has... It came out with a Hershey's caramel bar.
No.
With caramel in the middle.
It doesn't sound like it. I actually don't want the caramel on my s'more.
No?
I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
Oh, I like me some caramel for sure.
All right. Well, Lori, one more caller we got to get to. Love you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.
Last but not least, let's get to her. Amanda and Racine.
Turned down for what?
Well, now we're ahead today because we just want to get out of here. It's the long weekend.
Yeah, get the hell done. Get work over with.
I don't even know why we're here, honestly. Nobody else is. But here we are.
We talking s'more, but we're trying to get over it, though.
Amanda, we're talking s'mores. Busiest week of the year for s'mores sales. How are you making them? Don't disappoint us.
Okay, so I use a real fire outside. Bonfire.
Yeah,
okay,
real fire.
I do the Hershey bar. I do a whole Hershey bar. So I break that thing in half and put that on there. Get the chocolate
on. She double sides it.
She double sides it.
The best part is the marshmallows. I get the color ones, the pink and blue ones that turn green
those are
and orange.
You
want your
She's
fingers.
Looking for glitter marshmallows as we speak.
Yeah, looks like she killed somebody because they're all red.
Kids, honestly, I get more excited than Savannah. I'm like, yes, they changed the colors.
Amanda's like a child. Oh, my God.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So today's submission is from someone who's starting to resent the co-parent. They are split and they're getting annoyed, DZ, so they need advice.
Unfortunately, it's a common one.
It's a very common one where people start to resent the other co-parents. So it says, DZ, I'm getting resentful towards the other parent and I don't want it to affect my kids. My ex has been around, but I wouldn't say she's been the best parent. I have full custody, but they see their mom on the weekends. She doesn't have any other issues, drugs, trauma, etc. She literally just decided one day she didn't want to be with me or the kids and left. That was 7 years ago. She's now engaged to a man, and they seem to be trying to do more with the kids. But every time they ask to do something, I find myself getting irritated. I say yes, but our kids are teens now. Why are you trying so hard now to step up? It would have made more sense if she was an alcoholic or had a drug issue, but I have nothing to blame for why she left. How do I get mad? How do I get mad when she and her new fiance try to do more? How do I not get mad when she and her new fiance try to do more with the kids? Okay, so it sounds like she's stepping up in the fourth quarter, DZ, this mom.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
And instead of just being happy, he's getting resentful because he's like, where has she been the entire time? And now she wants
to
swing in? Now she's swinging in with the new guy for the picture or what, you know?
When arguably, and correct me if I'm wrong, just because, you know, is it easier now, right? Like, the kids are older, so there isn't chasing them around. There isn't, hey, you guys got to listen. You guys got to stay close, or you're going to get pow-pows. You know what I mean? There isn't a threatening the kid with the chancla because they should realistically be listening to you.
And you can actually text him now. You can call the kid yourself. There's no having to interfere with the other parent. But as much, you know, I co-parent, and I'm not. Everything is about the kids, and that it takes time sometimes to remember that. But this guy has basically raised these kids, and I get it. Now his ex is coming in and saying, oh, let me swing in.
I'll
but I feel like the kids already know. So that's one of the things I just want to advise him. Like, remember that these kids know who was there. So even if it starts to eat you up inside, remember. Everyone would always be like, you know, kids know. They know eventually. They'll understand. But you still want them. That's their mom and dad. You want them to have the most positive view of their parents, even if it's negative, for now, until they learn on their own, you know?
On their own. Mm-hmm. On their own. And that's really what it is. When they're young, you know, from parents of separation, you try to not talk bad or talk down or speak ill on the other person because you recognize that that's their parent. Does that always happen? No, but that's how the world should work, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore, man. These kids have probably already made their own decision. Mm-hmm. I remember even though my parents were still together, even though they realistically weren't, I had made my decision on both of my parents, right? And
you knew how you felt about them, kind of, and you, even though you knew they were separated but acting like they were together. Isn't that kind of what they did with you guys? They didn't really tell you.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't really tell us, but it was just always obvious. Evident. Obvious. Yeah, right. Like, okay, if we want to pretend like we're still a connected family, let's do that.
But then your dad came home. Like, you guys all stayed in the same house. They just stayed in different, like, beds, but
floors.
But that's some people do that and are together.
In normal
floors.
Stances.
Yeah. So sometimes you could technically sleep in different rooms and still be together, but I digress. Okay, so anyway,
100%.
So that was your, that's interesting.
But I'm hearing is you're feeling resentful that the parent is trying to be a parent.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't do that.
That's true.
I get that you guys might have your differences, your disagreements. The past few years of their absence might have affected you, but we don't know how it affected them. You might have done such a fantastic job being a great single parent that they don't even really notice. And they're just happy to be able to hang out with their mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you feel like something is going on, something's wrong, you're resentful for it, change the way it's approached. So rather than feeling like you're being left behind, see if you could join up. You are also their parent.
Oh, invite yourself. Oh, hell, that'd be interesting. Because he
don't invite yourself, but ask for an invitation.
Hey,
can I come with?
And make it really awkward. Yeah, well.
No.
I guess
it depends on the circumstance.
Well, I guess it would depend on the circumstance. So he wants to know what to do on What Would DZ Do Today. He wrote in, he's starting to get resentful towards the other co-parent because he's got full custody and they see their mom on the weekends. But he said, basically, you know, she just left kind of one day. and has been absent, and now she's engaged to somebody else and wants to do more, and so he's trying not
now
to
get resentful.
Now
she wants her family back.
Now she wants her family now that she's got a dude, it seems like, right?
I hate to call it like that, but that's what it feels like, man. Mm-hmm. It feels like, or maybe she's in a better place and now has worked on herself and feels like the children can be around, but not having a drug problem, not having an alcohol issue.
Yeah, there's nothing else to blame.
Mental health to blame, right? Like, not that we know of, at least. Not having these obvious signs almost leads you to treat somebody harder as like, oh, then why did you leave? If everything is good, why did we don't know. We don't know, but she's back. And to these kids, I think that's the important part. My advice, as crazy as it might seem, try to include yourself if you feel like something is wrong, if you feel like you're missing something, or if you feel resentful. See if you can tag along and maybe work on your relationship as co-parents, because clearly y'all aren't connected either.
Clearly. I mean, she left, and it sounds like he's got full custody, so that's why. You know, I'm glad that she still saw them on the weekends, at least, the mom. But I agree. It's hard not to get resentful, but you have to keep going back to, this isn't about me. It's ego. This is about the kids. This isn't about me. This isn't about me. And that's what I think he's got to remember.
It's his unaddressed issues with her. Mm-hmm. Right? And though they involve the kids, the issue is with her.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to be there for the babies. My genuine advice is see if you can tag along to whatever event that she's trying to take these kids to.
Invite yourself.
You're still the parent.
I love
Invite
that.
Invite yourself.
Invite yourself. Do you guys have any different advice than DZ? We're going to talk to you next.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He's starting to get resentful towards the other parent, his co-parent, because he's done most of the work, DZ. I mean, he's had full custody, and they see their mom on the weekends. But now that she's engaged to someone new 7 years later, she wants to do family stuff. So he's trying not to get resentful that she's trying to do more with them. Is it the guy? Maybe. You see this the other way, DZ. You see this the other way flipped, where... I mean, at least I have. So I'm sure it goes on both ways, depending on gender, where the men don't do anything and then they find a woman who ends up taking care of everything and holding it together for them and making sure they see their kids, helping them get their life together. So the whole time it's the significant other. And it almost sounds like
the support.
Yeah, it sounds like that here. Like this guy is helping her get it together.
And maybe she's got it together.
Well, she's an adult. She's an adult. Grow up. You know what I'm saying?
We know that's a loose term nowadays.
I guess so. All right. Well, she wants to know how to not be resentful. And your advice was, DZ, again?
Insert yourself. Say, hey, yeah, that's great that you want to be with the kids. Can I come along too? Y'all going to Hawaii? I just booked the flight. Oh, y'all going to be camping for the 4th of July?
Hell,
guess who just bought
the
s'mores pack for $45? I did. I'm coming along.
Oh, well, somebody's on the phone who wants to chime in today. Saucy.
Oh, she different.
Let me turn her up.
I'm different.
Hi, Saucy. You're a co-parent.
Yes, I am.
Isn't it fun? That was
it's
sarcastic.
Fantastic.
I was joking. Okay, so but seriously,
I love it.
I love it. I love it. Oh my god, yeah. I should do that trend. I love it.
I love it.
No. I love it.
I love it.
When your parents ask if you love co-parenting, I love it. I'm making that one today.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Okay. So I may have missed a little bit. However,
okay.
I hear the gist of it. Mm-hmm. Is he really being resentful? Or, courts don't just take away custody for no reason.
True.
But their
kids are teens now. He said he's becoming resentful because it seems like she's trying to do more with the kids. But every time she asks, he gets irritated because she hadn't. He said there's no drug issue, there's no alcoholism, there's nothing really to blame for why she left. So he's trying not to get mad that she's trying now. What, Saucy? You sound like a robot, Saucy. I don't know if you're in a bad spot.
I thought that was me.
No, that's Saucy.
Sorry.
She sounds like a robot.
She hit a dead zone.
She did hit a dead zone. Man. And she was just about to...
94.
We heard sorry we're on 94, but it sounded like...
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're back. Okay. So.
You can hear me and understand me.
No, we can't. Shoot!
Oh, dang it.
Hold on, I gotta pull her down because it sounds like we're talking to a robot.
I mean,
She's still going.
I'll come back to that.
She's still going. Listen to her.
Hang up
and call right back. Okay, Saucy.
Hang up and call again.
I'm not kidding. Like, hang up and call back. Okay, see if she calls back. So, yes.
You know what's crazy about this entire situation here? This scenario? He has full custody.
Right.
She's asking for permission.
She's back.
At any point in time,
she was still going.
He could just straight up say no. He really genuinely could just straight up say no because he has full custody.
He could.
She's got zero grounds. So if he really did have this big of a problem, but he's trying to be a good father, he's trying to be a good person, he's trying to be a good co-parent.
That would make him a bad parent, though.
Silent resent. So that, if he did this, it would make him a bad parent. I think he's at least in the good mode or good way for allowing that to happen.
Okay, well, then I have advice because I'm a co-parent. And Saucy, are you still a robot over there?
Am I a robot or
A little bit, Partial. I was going to say get a therapist because you need someone to help you cope on the side because otherwise your kids are going to pick up on it. They are going to carry your resentment whether you think about it, whether you realize it or not, or they're going to feel horrible about themselves because you feel badly about their other parent. And I can say it a million times on this show, you know, one of the important things I've learned over the years, especially with co-parenting and in therapy, is that if you hate the other parent, just remember that is half of your child. So you're basically saying, I hate half of you. So stop making them feel bad, right? I say it over and over.
Snap on that one, bro. Snaps on that one.
I don't think that he is really being resentful. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how he recognizes the feeling. But for me, if I was in that situation, I'm just trying to keep my kids safe.
That's true.
I understand that she wants to go and do all these things and everything like that now. And she's married and everything like that.
She's engaged, but it's the dude.
I'd leave it up to the kids. And if the kids are old enough and if they want to do something with her, then that's the children's choice.
That's a good
take,
too.
And that way you take yourself out of it and your feelings out of it.
Look, we're like, that's really a good idea. Leave it up to the kids where we don't have to have any responsibility whatsoever.
They're more than old enough. Yeah, in the teen years, I would 100% say, hey, do you guys want to go? Or not. If not, it's
you
okay.
You trust Let your children. Know. You know they're going to keep themselves safe.
Yep.
You've raised them. You know they're good. You know they're going to make good decisions. And if they feel uncomfortable when they're with their mother, they're going to give you a call.
True.
Saucy. You know what? Hell yeah.
Good question, DZ. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Hi, DZ.
What's up, Allie?
You just said, are you going to Alex Warren? And I was like, I'm not, unfortunately, because I'm going to be leaving town after the Oak Creek Parade tomorrow for the 4th of July. So it's Allie and DZ. It's a long weekend. Today's the 3rd. They're doing the drone show tonight. No more fireworks down by the lakefront, which I'm actually down for. I think drone shows are phenomenal. So
drone
whatever.
Drone shows are really cool nowadays. Now, I'm a fan of the new era of, like, you know, lighting LED technology to provide the same experience.
For sure. So that's happening tonight, but I'm going to be out at Benson Boone. If you're going tonight, sold out show, I'll be out there before the show. So come visit me when you're walking up to the AmFam Amphitheater at Summerfest. You'll see us. You'll see at the KISS tent. We'll be out there hanging out. You can come say hi, and I'm excited for everyone going because a lot of people have been waiting for this show tonight at Summerfest. Third weekend. We're kicking it off, man.
Sure. You can say whatever you want about the format, but it still brings over a month of amazing music to the city, bro, and that's something you can't beat.
No.
Yeah, this is worldwide. It's internationally known, and I think it should be celebrated. The third weekend is huge.
It's huge. So tonight, Benson Boone, and then tomorrow, you and I will be in the Oak Creek Parade, and I'm very excited because yesterday I shared the news on who the local celebrities are that I'm going to be riding with in the Oak Creek Parade. I'll tell you now, it's the Racing Sausages. I'm so excited, okay? Because, I mean, where do I belong with the sausages? Let's be real, guys. So,
pause.
You know what?
Or not. I don't know.
No, pause. I meant what I said, and I meant exactly how I said it. So, Allie needs to, because I love to eat sausage, DZ.
I know.
Nothing
new. I'm just keeping myself out of this one.
I'm just saying. So, then when you got cleared to only do the parade, they said as long as you can sit comfortably, right?
Yep. They said as long as you can be accommodated for what you need, my boy, we're going to say, okay, you can go to the 4th of July parade in Oak Creek.
Okay, so we started emailing yesterday, and they have found a spot for you. We don't have to say yet who you're going to... Now, they found a different one for you to ride on because of logistics, and now I'm even more excited. So after, Am I the Jerk after Lil Wayne tickets, after Dumpster Fire Dating, which is all happening in the next like 25 minutes, by the way. Then
literally,
where it's all happening very quickly. Then we're going to tell you who they're putting you with. Because if it's happening, who you're confirmed? Are you confirmed with this person?
I do believe this is the case. I don't want to be a cap and liar over here, but I'm pretty sure the homie Paula just hooked us up with a heavy hitter. And I mean, you're already going with some heavy hitters, right? You're going to be at the front of the parade. You're leading it, if you will.
I am.
I'm closing it.
I'm a leader, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So are you, though. But hold on.
I'm a closer, baby.
You know what? That is Allie and Deezy, the closer, the leader, and the closer,
the
baby.
And the closer.
You're like the assist. Like, I got this, Allie. Let me kick it in the air.
I'll be throwing these lobs, my boy. What's up? You just got to make them.
It's like, Allie, everybody you missed in the parade, I got on the back end.
Shaq and Kobe, and we're interchangeable on who's Shaq and Kobe every time.
I was going to say, who am I? Because I'll be either.
Exactly. We can be either.
That's phenomenal, yeah.
We're sandwiched because, for logistics, for comfort, for safety for me, they're putting me with a very lucrative bodyguard, if you will, from my understanding.
I can't wait. Dude, we're going to tell everybody. It's going to be so exciting after Am I the Jerk?
I'm geeked.
I'm geeked, and a lot of people are going to be geeked about this. Okay, so we're not telling you. You have to hold on and wait and see who it's going to be. Give us, less than 30 minutes, and you'll know. And Am I the Jerk is next. And by the way, we have to do this one today because we always get submissions. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. They slide into our DMs. They slide into the Kiss DMs. They get found eventually.
You could just approach us in person if you ever
that
get
too.
The chance. That's fine,
too. Honestly, that too. Because
we'll take notes.
This one has to do with Summerfest. It's a Summerfest edition, Am I the Jerk?
Timely.
Yeah, so this is the last weekend of Summerfest. We have to do it today. Like, we have to. Otherwise, we're going to be back in like a week and be like, what? We moved
Summer
on.
The fest? There's
what?
Another weekend? No.
We'll tell you what her problem is coming up next. Hold on. Kiss
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this is a Summerfest edition, DZ. She said she literally titled it that when she emailed us, Summerfest edition. So let's go. You ready?
Say less, yeah.
Today is the kicking off the last weekend of Summerfest. So this is a big deal in the city. I mean, we want to talk about it. It sounds like she got blown off.
I have to at least just stand at the gate so I don't feel like I missed everything.
Right? I know, you got FOMO. Don't worry, we'll overdo it next year, DZ, since your knee's keeping you out. But this is what she says. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Sorry, this may be a bit much. I just keep thinking about it. I'd like to stay anonymous, but I appreciate y'all and love listening to you in the morning. Thank you. Okay, so she says, here's where she starts. This is long. I'm going to try to edit the best I can. She said, so my four-year college roommate were recent grads, recently came to Summerfest from out of town to see a concert that her and her girlfriend had purchased months ago. Throughout college, we were pretty much best friends, but weren't as close once we graduated, even though we were still roommates.
Okay. Like that, though, you know.
Yeah, at the time she bought the tickets, my girlfriend was super sweet and offered them to stay at her place in downtown Milwaukee. Nothing was ever finalized, but the offer was there. Since graduation, we had talked very minimally, but as the time came closer to the concert and Summerfest, I did expect to hear from her and hopefully catch up. I myself have been working 65-hour weeks and was content with something happening or not. I also felt like the ball was in her court, seeing as she was coming from out of town and would be choosing how to spend her time. You get where this is going?
So, I do. I'm foreseeing.
Yep. So the week of the concert, I get a Snapchat out of the blue of her asking me if her amp ticket counts towards admission. Nothing else. Not even a how are you. I work at Summerfest, typically 7 to 8 p.m. and I'm very familiar with like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and I'm very familiar with everything. I gave her a response, asked her how she was, how her new job was. She didn't even ask about me.
She hit you up for customer service.
Yep.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned I'd been watching ticket prices. She snapped back saying something along the lines of, oh my God, you're going to be there? And I didn't see the message until 2 days later. I barely used Snap. Once I opened it, I didn't answer because it felt like a dumb question. She knew I was there every day and she knew my long hours. Of course I was going to be there.
Duh.
2 days later, day of the concert, my girlfriend and I come to find out she chose to stay with a different friend 30 minutes away. We thought it was odd, seeing as how she was offered a place downtown. The day goes on.
Right there, yeah.
Summerfest was packed. I got off and ended up going to a different concert than the one she was at. And around 11, she texted me in all caps, "Hi, I was thinking she'd ask to meet up." I responded, and then she asked, "What are some gay bars in Milwaukee?" This friend doesn't want
to... No, you're her concierge.
Yeah, you're not... No, this is bad. She said I was short, gave her the name of one of the bars I knew. Cell connection was awful at Summerfest. I knew that because of attendance. Oh, and yeah, she got back to me and said, "Me and blank are at Summerfest debating our next." At this point, it was midnight. 30 to 45 minute traffic. You know, I had to get out of the grounds. It had been a long week. I was dead sober and really just wanted to get in bed. Not to mention her texting me at 11 p.m. after the concerts. It rubbed me the wrong way. She had all week.
And not even, like, girl, you in my city. You not checking in? That's okay. That's a violation.
She had all week to ask to make plans to see each other. Maybe that's a tad hypocritical. But between that and staying elsewhere, it seems she didn't really care to see me or my girlfriend until they had nothing to do late at night. So I never responded, drove home, and had a damn good night's sleep. Am I the jerk for not responding and being annoyed? Girl, no. Sorry, I'm not supposed to answer that. We should let the listeners. But what? This girl does not see you the way you see her. Am I wrong here, DZ? You are not friend that you think you are to her. You are a acquaintance at this point, right? You're college roommates. There's nothing. She's no. It's like
y'all
a sister.
Ain't even cool like that. No. There isn't even an acquaintance. You check in and ask how an acquaintance is doing. You're her concierge, straight up, and she's not staying at Hotel U.
Nope.
So you don't gotta. That being said, though, you are the jerk.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
You said, wait, hold on. Stupid, what'd you just say?
What did you just say, DZ?
You heard me.
No.
She's
for not responding? She's a jerk. How much of this is she going to put up with this friend?
She needed to respond and tell her off. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, tell her what's up instead of letting it continue and hurt her feelings.
Instead of letting it continue, and then now she's going to stay resentful about it. The friend is, or quote-unquote friend, I should say, isn't going to care about it regardless.
Nope.
So you needed to tell her off, because now she's going to go home from wherever she's from and never think about you until the next time Summerfest rolls around, right? And then going, wait, does my amp ticket get me in again? I forgot what you said last year.
Nah,
this is now the mode of friendship. You can't accept this and then be mad about it. So yes, you're the jerk because you didn't tell her off and say how you felt.
Yeah.
You just went home.
I don't think.
And granted,
I agree.
I love being the bigger person. Not this time.
No. Well, it's interesting because I actually do agree with you, even though this isn't to give advice, but I agree that the only person it's eating alive is her. She's the only one who cares about this. The other friend stayed 30 minutes away. That's how little she wants to spend the night with you. Like, you were college roommates. She doesn't get down with you. I think that's evident now. You live together. She doesn't want to live with you again. And that's hurtful, but it is what it is. So I agree.
But
let it go. Let it go. But I don't think
let it go completely.
Well, I understand why you're saying get it off your chest because you're the only one with the problem here. The other one doesn't care, but I mean, I say move on. Don't even waste your time responding because she doesn't care. Do you know what I mean?
The bigger person route is always appreciated. And normally, I am the bigger person. Mm-hmm. But it feels like this is, it's almost a slap in the face because they're pretending like they don't know you're working there all day. The conversations have already been had. You've been making efforts to at least check in, see what's going on, what the word is. And when they hit you up and only ask for valuable information that they could more than likely find on Google.
She doesn't get down with
bogus.
You.
That's bogus. You got to say something. She doesn't get down with you, or she's always treated you like this.
Yeah.
And now you're receptive to the fact that she was never really a true friend.
That part. Yes, 100%. You got to move on with your life. So you say jerk for not going off. I say not the jerk. Move on with your life. And the phones are already ringing. 414-533-1. 1037. It will be interesting because I understand both of us have very valid points, in my opinion. For once, it could go either way.
I see
way.
Your side 1,000%.
I see your side, too. I'm like, geez, I don't know which way to go. Jerk or not the jerk for...
Did we switch sides?
What the hell?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk because she did not respond to her college roommate when she came in town for Summerfest. She offered a place to stay, all these things, and then the friend just kept snapping her on Snapchat like nothing. Like, oh, where do we get this? Where do we get cheaper tickets? And not till the end of the night did she actually say, "What are you up to now?" So
what
she
you doing,
never,
girl? Hey, big head. No.
She never responded. So, you know what? Let's just go to the phones. Caitlin is calling from Oconomowoc this morning. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, I was in Oconomowoc yesterday. I was in your city.
So fun. What were you doing?
I was visiting my therapist at ProHealth because that was where she booked me, right off the freeway. And I pulled up and I told her, I said, as soon as I pulled up here, I went, why did I agree to go to Oconomowoc on a random Wednesday when I have things to do? I don't know what I was thinking.
Because of mental health.
Thank
that's
you.
Why.
And
we're getting a Costco, so you'll come back.
Getting a Costco. I am happy for you guys in Oconomowoc. I did see that. I'm very happy
for
you.
Why is she right, though? We will be back now that I know there's a Costco out in Oconomowoc.
And I forget you have a baseball team. That was the other thing I forgot until I went around 94 and I went, oh, yeah, they have a baseball team. I got to come see these guys. Come on.
Marketing off the highway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right there,
all right. So enough about Oconomowoc. All right. Let's talk about if you think she's the jerk or not the jerk.
She's 100% not the jerk, but I think she had the right to be the jerk.
Well, obviously, yes, yes, I agree.
The thing is she had the signs. You lived with this girl all throughout college. You knew you were falling off. You didn't have to reply to begin with.
True.
There was no information you were going to ever hang out at Summerfest. You knew you were going to be working there. She hit you up to use you.
Yeah, I don't think she read the room. Yeah. I think she was hoping they were better friends, and I think, unfortunately, this scenario is going to tell her the opposite.
She thought it was going to be a great little catch-up with an old friend, and that old friend don't really see you like like an old or current friend. So, yes, 100%.
And I think that last text was not an invitation to hang out. When somebody texts you and says, where should we go next? What's the move next? They don't want to hang out with you.
She didn't even
want to. They want to find out where people are.
That part, she did.
She really was concierging. Yeah. Yep. Yep. No. I hear what you're saying.
The college roommate
was not it. No. It was not it.
No,
so
she was not asking to hang out.
He had every right to be.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, solid points. And I love it how you hit different points throughout the submission because it was long. Phenomenal. Yeah. Call again, Caitlin, okay?
Perfect. Bye.
Bye. Solid
kicking
points.
Strong.
Solid points all around. But Vanessa's in Milwaukee, and I don't think she's going the same way. Hi, Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. She said not the jerk. Caitlin, are you actually going to go on DZ's side? You're going to stick with me.
I'm going with the jerk.
Ah, DZ.
Let's go. Yes.
Fine. Why? Is it because she didn't go off, or what's your reasoning?
I just think that communication is both ways. I feel like nowadays people just think that friendships work one way. Like, so she did explain the fact that they haven't spoken to each other in a while. So why not her pick up the phone and be like, hey, are we still doing a concert together? So maybe the friend that came in town was thinking the same as her. Like, well, maybe you don't want to hang out with me, you know, neither. Uh-huh. So maybe she was shooting out little texts like, hey, where can I go here?
Yeah.
In hopes that maybe her friend would be like, hey, can we meet up?
I agree with you, Allie, but I hear what she's saying.
Hold on, though, but wait a second. Let's not forget, this girl was working, and you knew that. If I pulled up to Summerfest and I knew somebody was working, I would not be making plans with them. I would be like, they're working. We didn't even address that the whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying, DZ?
Yeah, but as a friend, like, you know your friend's working, you at least would try to
go
slide
see
and
them.
See them.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Never mind. Fine.
Right. She's not working. She's not going to work all night, you know? Maybe
not all night. Yep.
Like, well, I get that.
No,
you're
totally.
Yeah.
No, you're yeah, right. You're right. I'll find a needle in a haystack at Summerfest if you try me. That's true. Fair enough. Okay, fine.
Right.
You know what, Vanessa?
You know,
fine. Jerk. Thank you.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like the friendship goes both ways. You can't just play, you know, a victim. I mean, you didn't reach out to her either.
Fair.
If you don't reach out and snap, at least say, hey, it felt like you were sending me off by only asking what to do and about prices. You really never even, like, checked in with me as a person, so that's cool, but that didn't make me feel good, and I can't let that be unsaid.
Take the hint and tell her what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Have a great long weekend.
You too. Enjoy your fourth.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
All right. So we now have the tiebreaker. Yara is in Greenfield. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine as long as you side with me. So which way are you going?
Wait a second. Yada, no. You say what you want. Say what's on your heart.
Seriously. So this girl wrote in. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not responding after her friend basically came to town. Her old college roommate came to town, didn't even try to see her, but kept asking her where to go and what to do and this and that. So is she the jerk for not responding to the last one, the last snap?
I'm going with not the jerk.
Oh, you lucky.
Hello, friend.
Say reasons, Yada, or what?
I don't think it's that complicated.
Yeah.
I think it started off with her thinking that the friendship relationship was somewhere where it's not.
Correct. I agree.
And then once she realized that she was getting used, she decided that she wasn't going to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, she could say something to her, but I don't think it's necessary.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not. Well, and you do have some weird, well, at least for me, I have a bond with my college roommates. Like, I could still feel like I could call them and pull up and go see. One of them lives in St. Louis. I feel like I could just go see her anytime. I haven't talked to her in years, but I feel like I could.
Yeah.
But they obviously don't rock like that. There is just not.
Yeah, and not all relationships end up that way, though. Like, you're close at one point, and then you end up falling off. I have people like that once we figured out that our relationship was not what it was, I don't talk to them anymore, and I'm okay with that. You don't have to have this big old "I feel whatever, whatever" once you're being used, because they're not going to care.
No, that's part.
You can totally move on. You can totally move on and be unbothered without having that conversation.
Yeah, it's like let it go because they've let it go. They're not stressed.
She wasn't that best friend. There's certain friends that will weather the storm and weather all. Mm-hmm. Then
exactly.
There's friends that are there for certain seasons.
It's like we were roommates.
That you can talk to.
Yep.
And not talk to for a month, and then kind of talk to again and be like, hey, and pick up where you left off.
Yeah, she doesn't like her.
Yeah. That you're not like that.
I know that's blunt, but she doesn't like her.
The case.
She just wants to be friends with
this
her.
Isn't
I get
the
it.
Case with them.
Okay. Thank you,
They
Yara.
Were roommates, not friends, and that's unfortunately
exactly.
The truth.
Well, phenomenal.
She just didn't know that yet.
Now she knows.
Yeah, that part.
Now
that
she
part,
knows.
Yada, for real.
All right, thanks, Yara. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye,
guys.
All right.
Bye, much love.
Not the jerk, DZ. That's it. Summerfest edition.
Out.
It works out. And she, you know, people have been through this where you have to learn your friends aren't your friends, and that it is what it is, you know? Hard lesson to learn.
In certain circumstances, you will be there and bend backwards for your friends. Dude, we've got one of our best friends from college watching our kid right now because our oldest had to go to a doctor's appointment with mom.
Well,
who do you rely on? The people that you're most comfortable
you
with.
Know
your
who
people,
you,
but
you know who they are,
you
though.
You know who your people
that's
are.
Right.
She doesn't know who her people is, and that's part of the problem.
Big time, absolutely. Not the jerk, though, overall, for not responding. Okay, we got to give away Lil Wayne tickets, and then we got to do Dumpster Fire, and I'll tell you if the guy responded to my friend request. And then we got to find out who DZ's probably riding with in the 4th of July parade. I cannot wait to discuss. And it's not the
Let's
Bucks.
Let's go, Oak Creek.
People are texting the Bucks. It's not the Bucks.
It's
not the Bucks.
It might be more. Might be more lucrative than the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Might have more aura pull than the Bucks, and that's crazy to say.
Lil Wayne gonna be in town on August 22nd next month. Next month is August at the AmFam Amphitheater.
Crazy.
Speaking of, I'm gonna be out at the AmFam Amp tonight before Benson Boone. So if you're going to that sold out show tonight at Summerfest, you better come find me going into the amphitheater before 7:30. Okay, I got a schedule, people.
Tis, you know what I'm saying? After that, anything's in the air.
If you come look for me at 7:45, you may or may not find me, but then I'm on my own time, and don't ask where I'm at, okay?
know what type of time that is.
I may not. And you may find out on Dumpster Fire Dating next, but hold on. Let's go to Robin. Robin in Racine. Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Robin.
Girl.
What?
We're getting excited for the long weekend. Did you think you won?
What are you excited about?
I have been calling all week.
You have?
For Wayne tickets?
Me and my friend Veronica. Yes, for Wayne tickets.
Veronica.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, Robin and Veronica, I wish I could send you to the show, but the good news is we can do that.
We can do that.
She's listening right now. Oh my God.
What up, Veronica?
Yes, you guys are going to have so much fun. You're going to see Lil Wayne August 22nd, and you won on the very last day we have tickets.
Oh my God, this is crazy. I'm in the middle of Walmart. People are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Girl, forget
good.
Them.
Scream it.
Scream.
I just won Wayne inside Walmart.
Tell them I won Wayne tickets from Kiss FM. Let me live.
Oh my gosh, why is
Wait,
be so jealous?
Actually, you're in Racine. Say, I won Lil Wayne tickets from Kiss FM in Milwaukee.
Now forget out. Too many words. I just won Wayne from Allie and DZ.
Yay, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, Robin, send me. Hold on, I got to give you my grocery shopping list if you don't mind. And then
I ain't gonna lie. If you stop by the evaporated milk, grab me 2 cans, please.
I got you.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, somebody's gonna be in touch, Robin. So thank you for listening. Congratulations. All right.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Love you. Love you more.
Okay. Oh, dang. Not even love you back. Love you more. Wow.
Love you more. You too, Wayne.
She's talking a little Wayne.
We can't give you more tickets, Robin. We cannot.
Robin.
You just love us enough.
Have a great long weekend, all right? We'll talk to you
later. Thank you.
Bye. She's going to be on cloud nine like all weekend. She's going to be like, guess what, everybody?
I don't know what her plans were after this, but it's definitely not the same anymore.
Well, no, it's definitely not. So we're kicking off the last weekend of Summerfest tonight. Lil Wayne going to be there next month at the AmFam Amp. But like I said, we'll see you tonight at Benson Boone outside the amphitheater if you're going, or if you're just going to be at Summerfest, come say hi. And then the drone show as well is happening tonight. No more fireworks down by the lakefront. It's a drone show, which is going to be cool. So,
and for anybody
give it a
confused,
shot. Give it a chance.
Because, you know, fireworks, you know people have stresses and problems, not just mm-hmm. people, but pets. And I think it's part of the modern era. I'm excited for it. I'm
Absolutely.
For it.
Me too. All right. Well, coming up next, dumpster fire dating. The update, did he respond to my friend request, the guy I told you about last week? The new man I've had constant contact with. There's a lot to tell you about DZ. There's a lot. Hold on, everybody.
Allie's roster's trying to earn a starting role.
I've been trying to build it all summer. We're already in July, and I got nothing. I mean, it's not going so well. Hold on, I'll tell you next.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Okay.
You nosies.
Where were we? I love to spill the tea. Okay, so I've been trying to build a roster. We got nothing. We got nothing, DZ. I mean, it's
Coach
dry.
Coach is actively recruiting a starter.
And it drives me nuts when people are like, how are you single? I'm like, it's dry over here. What are you talking about? It's not that easy.
Are we looking for a franchise tag, or are we just looking for a contract extension on somebody? What's the situation?
I wish it was that easy, but I was trying to explain this to somebody. I'm like, it's not. Yeah, surely you can find anyone you want. You can find someone to date or hook up with, but yeah. I want a connection. Even if I'm dating multiple people, I still want some kind of connection with those people. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm bored with the just for funs, you know? I want some kind of
the just
substance.
Dating?
I need some substance, yeah. Even if I'm dating. Yeah. Multiple people, you know, I want to have.
You're done passively looking
it.
For somebody.
Over
I guess.
It.
Yeah. I hear
so
you.
I had told you how I had met this guy in the wild and I kind of liked him and I knew he was single, but there was no talk about any romantic stuff. I just met him in the wild. He knows I'm single. I know he's single, both divorced, similar ages, felt like a fit. So I had sent him. I tried to connect on social media and then I sent a request and he didn't respond and I was mortified and I was like, oh, DZ, it's been days. He's not responding. And then finally, you know when he accepted it? On a Saturday morning. I went, he doesn't get on social. He doesn't. He's that guy.
He's a check it on Saturday morning kind of guy.
He's that guy. And I went, ah, that's why. But the problem was by the time he accepted it, I'd already moved on. I was like waiting. I'm like, oh, well. So
when he realized he had a friend request, you had already closed the window on that possibility.
Kind of.
You had moved up. He had broken up with you in your head. He had broken up with you.
We had already broken up. Yeah, we'd already dated and gone separate ways. So he did respond. There's been no interaction since then because I'm like, well, now what? Now I'm not going to message him. I sent a request. Now what? I'll wait. Maybe I'll hear.
Okay.
No, it's fine. Whatever. He's cool. But it's one of those people, again, I met in the wild. So let it be organic and let it be what it is. Because even one of my friends the other day said, who is it? I said, I'm not saying. I refuse to tell anyone. Nobody knows. I'm not bringing it up unless I date this guy. I will not, and then I'll tell you how I met him. But that's it.
I'm not mad at that. That's good.
It's too awkward otherwise. But then I had met this guy on Hinge. And I don't know. We've been snapping a lot. So I don't know. We'll see if I hang out with the new guy.
What's the deal with this new guy?
This is the guy that said, oh, you're older. I've never gone older. I'm like, you're 37. I'm not that much older.
Oh, you were telling me about... You were telling
I told
me about,
you
this,
about
guy.
This guy.
My man,
he was like, I'm
this guy.
Oh, I'm younger. And I was like, not that much. Okay, once you get over 35, nobody cares, okay?
Once you're no longer like the first year of them 30s, bro, you're in your 30s. You can stop competing. Like, once you hit them 30s, everybody's about the same age equivalents unless they're younger.
Can I tell you what my issue is with talking on Snapchat and why it bugs me so much? Because I won't give anyone my number till I meet them, okay?
Right.
So this guy and I have been snapping, and it's just dudes always want pictures and videos, even if you're not like, you know, they just want visual. They want visual no matter.
Yeah.
They send you a picture and then they're waiting for one back, and I'll be like, you look good.
Text?
I'm like, dude, I look like, no, I'm not, no, not the time. I don't even know you. So that's what irritates me about Snap is they always want a picture back. And it's like, you could take pictures and have them in the queue and have all these ready to go pictures. But I don't always want to send him a picture of me in the wild at Walmart. I just don't.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I don't know you yet. You know,
I don't actually know what the science is behind that. I mean, obviously we know that men are more visual.
They
than
always
women
send
are.
Pictures and videos, and then if I don't send one back, even if it's just like a general like smiling, I'll take a picture of me smiling in my car. Nothing sexual. They will then be
right, obviously.
If I don't send back, well, not obviously in today's day and age, but if I don't send back something, they'll be like, "Oh, send a pic," or "Oh," and I'm like, "Oh,
send
they were trying to." So everyone else must send pictures back when people send pics, not me. Like,
and the thought for
me is
that
it's none of your business where I'm at. It's none of your business.
Most men don't really care what they look like because we don't have the same societal impositions on, you know, our looks and when we're out in public and what's deemed presentable. So we could take a pic of us in some dirty, dingy T-shirt and whatever hat, and you're just gonna look and be like, okay, yeah,
oh, you're
dude.
Cute.
A girl does that, and it's like, oh, you know, you're in your comfies. Like,
oh,
you can't just be wearing regular clothes.
Yeah, well, 100%. He'll send me snaps, this guy, and I'll be like, where are you? What are you doing? What's up? Why is it dark? Why is it light? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want those questions. I don't want anyone.
Wait a second.
I don't want anybody knowing where I'm at. It's none of your damn business.
So you want the visual so you can ask the question, but
I guess.
You don't want to give the same back?
I'm saying when he sends me a visual, I have more questions, whereas he just wants to see me visually, right? That's it. It's just keeping them interested.
It might pose the same effect, though, right? It might give him insight. Oh, what are you doing? You're in the cereal aisle. What kind of cereal are you buying? Yeah, I don't actually know. That's
sweating.
Funny.
I'm sweating right now. I'm getting hot. Every time we do dumpster fire, I start sweating. Every single. This is. I got to tell my therapist, why do I sweat every time we talk about love? She's going to be like, you know why, Allie.
You know why. You don't need to ask your therapist. You know why.
It's getting hot. I did ask her yesterday. So that's my update on dumpster fire. I got my friend request accepted. I met another guy that I've been Snapchatting with, and that's it. I got nothing.
Okay.
We'll see what happens when we come back.
Two possibles.
It's always all over the place.
We are going into a holiday weekend, though, so you know anything is possible with two possibles.
Anything is possible. Anything. And tomorrow, DZ and I are going to be in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. So coming up next, DZ, why don't we tell them who you're going to be riding with? How's that sound?
I mean, if you get to ride with somebody dope.
I'm riding with the Racing Sausages. I told everybody that yesterday. And then they came through and said DZ can ride with another celebrity. And I almost lost my mind. So...
There's not enough room with the sausages for me to bring mine. So they're going to put me with somebody else.
We'll tell you next. Hold on. Oh my God, we got mail. DZ, 103.7 KISS FM. Oh, no.
Okay,
oh, no.
AOL.
This is dated May 23rd. Oh, God. I'm the worst.
Wait.
We don't even have people to open our mail. This is how far behind we are. May, dude. So DZ
You mean we had mail.
We had mail. DZ is coming to the Oak Creek 4th of July parade in the morning. I'm so excited.
I got cleared, baby. The doctor said
Yep, at 9 o'clock. And so we're going to be there. And we found out, I announced yesterday, the celebrities I will be riding with are the Racing Sausages. And I'm so excited for that. So that's going to be fun tomorrow morning. Shout out New Berlin. I'm sorry I'm not coming to your parade. The guilt. Can you feel the guilt every time I say that? I feel so stupid for begging them to be in the parade, and then they invited me and I said I can't do it. So anyway,
sorry y'all.
Sorry about that. But Oak Creek will be in at 9 a.m. and I'm excited because we don't even know who you can't ride with me on the sausages, we found out, because of the way that it's set up. It's not going to work logistically.
Correct. Yeah, because when we hit him up, when I finally got cleared, we jumped on our horses and started sending emails like, "Hey, I'm good. DZ can be there. What's up, Wepa? I'm trying to have a fun parade day." And they immediately got to work. But my main thing was I didn't want to stress anybody out and add a bunch of extras, and I wanted to make sure I was also safe. So when I threw all this information at her, she was like, "Okay, well, give me a second." And shout out Paula over at Oak Creek.
Yep.
She really went to bat and went, "Okay, give me a second. I'll get back to you."
She was so quick,
and she
too.
She hit me back.
Because she emailed me separately, and she goes, "I'm working on DZ. I'll let you know." I'm like, "Oh, you could have just replied all, but okay, Paula, thank you."
Yep, right, really though. And I was like, "Okay, just let us know the situation. Like, we'd like to coordinate. If not, please don't feel bad telling me no. I'm an adult. I could take no. I'm a big boy now, right?"
Sure.
Will I have FOMO? Yes, but I don't need to be there if it's going to be a stress.
The way you wrote your email was very nice. You're like, "I'd love to be in the parade, but if it's too much in 48 hours notice, like, just say the word. Like, I don't want to make everybody's life hell," which was nice
straight
of
up.
You. You wrote it nicely. And they were like, "Of course."
And you know I'm
you.
Direct like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm direct. Like, tell me no. I'm not the guy that's going to be, you know, resentful or hurt about a situation. I'm very cognizant of our professional status.
Totally.
And what we do, what we can accommodate, and what people can accommodate for us.
Totally.
But they hit back and was like, "Oh, no. Wait. Hold my cappuccino. Hold my ballerina cappuccino. I'm going to get right back to this."
They put you on a float with another celebrity. Unbelievable. Are you in
you
a car?
Know? Do you want to know?
Hell yeah. Wait, hold on. Yesterday,
I think you're going to be mad.
I got the drum roll yesterday when I announced I was going to be riding with the Racing Sausages. So I'll give you the drum roll because I'll be at the front with the Racing Sausages in Oak Creek. You're going to be towards the back of the parade.
You get an Oak Creek 4th of July Allie and DZ parade sandwich.
A to Z, baby. We start with Allie, we end with DZ. Tell everyone. I'm
a
so excited. Who are you riding with in the parade tomorrow? Tell us.
I am pretty sure that I have been confirmed to ride in the parade in a sports car with none other than Bluey!
Oh my god, your kids are gonna freak out, dude.
Mom!
Wait, does your 4-year-old know yet?
He doesn't know yet.
He's going to lose his mind.
Flip.
He's going to see Papa with Bluey in a car at a parade. He's going to lose his mind. Our kids have no idea how cool they
decades.
Are. They have no
Aura
idea.
Aura points for decades. Seriously, though. Wow. I'm riding a parade with Bluey, son. Come on,
wow.
man.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to be with the Racing Sausages, and you're going to be with Bluey. This is going to be such a fun day.
It doesn't
my gosh.
Get any better with this. When I said we have heavy hitters, we are riding with some heavy hitters. There isn't much bigger legends than the Racing Sausages, Bluey, and then you couple Allie and DZ with both. Oh, son.
You know what?
They knew what they were doing.
You're welcome.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Oh. It's ready. Bye. Ugh, got a case of the Fridays, and it's only Thursday. 103.7 KISS FM. Hey, DZ.
A case of the Fridays? Why is that so good?
It's what it is on a long weekend. Let me tell you, I am so ready. Dude, I am like foot out the door. I'm like trying to do the show with you, but man, do I want to get out of here. I'm not going to lie. I'm like everybody.
Gee, starting my car. And I can't even drive. Okay, right. I'm ready to go.
You keep starting it from inside, don't you? I know you. Yeah. Yep. Oh, dude. So we're entering the long weekend tonight. I'll be out at Benson Boone at Summerfest. So if you're going to be out there, KISS will be out there up until about 7:30. I mean, you may see me after that, but officially until 7:30.
But no, you didn't.
Yeah. That part.
After 7:30, no, you didn't.
Uh-huh, that part. Thank you, DZ. especially when there's no work tomorrow. But that'll be tonight, and then we'll be right outside of the amphitheater. And then tomorrow, DZ and I are going to be in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. So we're very busy, but I haven't told anyone the plans I've made with Owen and Hudson for the 4th. You don't even know. Well, you know, DZ. No, nobody else
y'all,
knows.
I was going to say, y'all leaked it to me yesterday, and I was impressed. I think this is actually really cool, man. I wish I would have done stuff like this with my parents.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I'm taking my kids to Vegas. Call me crazy.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn. I used to live in Vegas. I was on a morning show in Vegas in my early 20s before I moved all over, and I miss Vegas. I love Vegas. I go back to visit. It always changes. It's overstimulation, which is right up my alley. I mean, it's perfect for somebody
right
like
up
me.
My alley.
Pun intended. And the boys are excited. I remember going with my parents as a child because you're like, what are you going to do with a kid in Vegas? What aren't you going to do nowadays?
There's a lot, surprisingly, for kids in Vegas that so isn't much. Gambling. Wow.
So much. We're going to Cali to see my sister Penny, and then we're going to drive to Vegas, and just me and the boys are spending a few days in Vegas. So we'll be with family and then alone. So.
And then a little family vacay. Mm-hmm.
You know what
an
they
extended
said?
Family and then an immediate family.
And think about this. Tomorrow night on the 4th, we're flying tomorrow night. So Alex Warren, that guy we just played, going to be at Summerfest tomorrow. And that's going to
be amazing.
I'm going to miss it because we're flying. You know how cheap it is to fly on the 4th of July? This is what I learned.
I had no clue.
Because nobody wants to
fly. You guys are going to see fireworks in the plane.
We're flying.
Just take video. Take video.
We're flying at night on the 4th of July because it costs nothing. And I went, why everybody's busy. I'm doing this every year. We are going to have a whole show in the air, dude. Can you imagine?
Wow.
How cool is that going to be?
I would actually pay premium price to fly on the 4th because if I was guaranteed routes that would take me to see fireworks in a plane, I will give you an extra $100.
Yeah.
$150 if you talk to me nice.
That's
a steal.
Well, I will say this. The funniest thing the boys said, Owen and Hudson, they're 11 and 13. So we got a suite. The hotel we're at, it's got a great pool. There's shopping. Nice. I may take them to see like a show like Blue Man Group or something. We'll go do a bunch of
stuff.
Ain't
Usher out there?
Is Usher? Because I'll leave them to go to Usher alone.
I thought he was doing a residency. I might be wrong.
Doing a damn
there's
residency. We'll find something. They want to go, they said, to Omega Mart. And I looked at them. I go, what the hell's Omega Mart? It's some YouTube speakeasy grocery store that kids love. And this is when kids think of Vegas, that's all they think of is some grocery store. I'm like, you have no idea what I'm about to take you
Never
to.
Never heard of it.
You're going to have the time of your life. The Omega Mart's going to take 30 seconds and then we're going to be gone because it's some viral YouTube thing.
With them, it's going to be a little bit longer, more like 45 seconds.
Fine. So I'm leaving town after the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. What are you doing, DZ, for the 4th? Because can you leave the house? I mean...
In all technicalities, yes, I can leave the house. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not confined. It's just more or less how long I'm going to be comfortable and how safe I'm going
to
be.
Can you go to fireworks?
Not
can you
much.
Go to the drone show? What can you... Oh, man.
And not a whole lot. And honestly, big crowds aren't a great idea, right?
No.
Unless I can be safe somewhere. Because you can never monitor the world around you, when, especially on crutches, right? And after having a knee surgery, like an osteochondral allograft, where I get somebody's donor knee and, you know, bone and cartilage put in my leg, it's a really timetable-sensitive thing to where even though I'm over a month out now, I could still have things go wrong, knock on wood.
Right.
You know, hopefully I don't, though. So our plans for the 4th are... unfortunately, still up in the air. You know, there's some cool, really cool concerts going on. So my wife might be trying to go to Alex Warren.
Oh, is she going to go see Alex Warren tomorrow?
That's one of them ones to where my wife doesn't necessarily always dip into live crowds. She might make that effort for Alex Warren on that one. So
if I get
too much FOMO.
I think that's the last time you're going to see him at a free stage, but I could be wrong. I will say this morning on the question of the day, how when we start the show at 6:30, we talked about how this week is the busiest week for s'mores consumption, as far as s'mores, like this is the week where they sell the most to make s'mores, and I thought that was interesting. But it makes sense with the 4th, with barbecues, with camping, with everything. S'mores is the go-to. So if you don't at least have a s'more, I'll be upset with you, DZ. That's all. You got to at least have a s'more.
And honestly, it's at the least we're cooking at the crib. We're just going to cook out. If anybody comes over, they come over. If not, my family is the most important anyway, so it really don't matter. Or at the most, I'm going to have too much FOMO, and I'm going to beg Jared Woods from Summerfest for a wheelchair for 20 minutes so I can go to this dang drone show
and
at least say I did something for the 4th. I did something.
I know. I'm so scared to put you in a crowd, though. I don't know, DZ.
Same.
It's not a good idea.
Same.
It's not a good idea.
It raises my emotional anxiety and then just causes me anguish as far as like all the possibilities. And I'm not saying I'm always looking for the worst case scenario, but I'm still in such a healing mode that I can't put myself in the worst case scenario, even by chance.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
DC from Milwaukee said also for the
24th, I'm going to go to Summerfest and see Alex Warren. Okay, Cece.
And
then
go.
Somebody texted in, I have a friend who is a pilot and you will be disappointed flying because you can't see the fireworks from above. I understand that, but when we start coming down, when we land, they're going to be everywhere. Come on.
Ascending and descending. That's going to be
money.
Lit.
Money. Okay. So, well, you know what? We hope everybody has a safe, healthy 4th of July. Be careful with your fireworks. DZ.
Hate to say it, but this is somebody's last 4th or last 3rd with all 10 fingers.
You scared me. I thought you were saying they were dying. I'm like, damn,
no,
quickly.
No, amputations. Not terribly better, but just a little bit.
All right. Well, you know what, DZ, rest your leg. We'll see everybody at the 4th of July parade tomorrow, and I'll see you tonight at Benson Boone, and we hope you have a great 4th, right?
Yes.
Woosah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.